Brightwater, a center for the study of food at Northwest Arkansas Community College in Bentonville, is developing a culinary medicine course for students enrolled at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences Northwest Campus. Recently, some UAMS medical students volunteered to test the curriculum. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
The fragrance of simmering garlic, onions, peppers, and ground beef permeate Brightwater's test kitchen this afternoon, where a dozen UAMS medical, pharmacy, and physical therapy students are preparing pasta. Three different ways. They're serving as test subjects for a new culinary medicine course. Culinary instructor Chef Aria Kagan was recently hired by Brightwater to develop a culinary medicine curriculum, and if all goes well, the course will be offered as a semester-long fourth-year elective to UAMS students.
Yes, we have a culinary nutrition class here for our students, our culinary students. And then this specific program is geared more towards medical students. So this is from Tulane, and this is their culinary medicine program from Tulane.
The licensed Tulane curriculum promotes the use of plant-based foods, less meat, plenty of fish, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, nuts, and healthy fats. So today, students are making three different types of spaghetti bolognese.
Which is pasta with tomato sauce and meats. That's a very traditional, you'll see that in a lot of homes, you know, pasta with meat sauce. But what they're doing is they're experimenting. We're taking each group and we're kind of changing the recipe a little bit. So we start with our control group, which is making specifically a pasta with meat sauce. Then our second group is taking pasta with meat sauce and adding vegetables. Our third group is going, all right, we're gonna substitute some of that meat sauce out, some of the meat. We're gonna add lentils and vegetables. So we are alternating the recipe just a little bit. In our fourth group, is a strictly vegan group, and instead of using meat, we're using tempeh, which is a fermented soybean, and it crumbles beautifully, just like meat. So we're letting them experiment to see and taste. Well, if I have a patient that I really want to lessen the amount of red meat that they're eating every day, here's an option.
Kagan says substituting certain ingredients in conventional dishes is a helpful solution for individuals dealing with chronic disease. For example, research indicates that legumes, when mixed into meatloaf, can lower cholesterol.
So it's not a matter of taking everything away. It's a matter of adding. Add some vegetables to it, and then you'll lessen the amount of meat that you're using. So it's a fun process. And then to see them all taste it and go like, oh my gosh, there's lentils in here? There's no way there's lentils in here.
Stirring a skillet of sauteed vegetables, Logan Shelton, a second year physical therapy student at UAMS, says it's a nice break from his medical school routine.
Just cooking, having fun.
My name's Emily Weldon, and I'm a third year medical student. I hope to do pediatrics.
Walden says culinary medicine will be a key in her future practice.
Giving patients tangible things that they can do to improve their diet is really important for everyone, especially the pediatric population, because the way you eat when you're a child really sets you up for the rest of your life. With some of these chronic diseases that we're seeing, really can start to manifest in childhood. So if we can prevent some of those things, we can really improve health outcomes for a whole generation.
Kush Bubika is a fourth-year pharmacy student at UAMS. She says medical schools tend to teach diet and nutrition as an afterthought.
Recommendations generally to students or to our patients are decrease the amount of salt you eat, or try and get some more exercise, or try to limit your carbohydrates. But there's no practical way. I completely get it. I wouldn't know what to do either. And so this is a really good way to give specific recommendations, like, well, instead of using regular spaghetti, use some maybe spinach-based spaghetti, you know?
Only 10 medical schools offer elective culinary medicine courses in the U.S. As for culinary institutes, they teach courses on nutrition, but not culinary medicine, says Chef Aria Kagan.
We're showing culinary students how you can actually use all this culinary nutrition in, number one, their day-to-day life. Because what happens is, as they start to change the way they eat, all of a sudden they start to change the way that they cook and the way they connect with food, which is really a spectacular journey to be on with them, to start to realize, because a lot of students come in having maybe not always eating fresh fruits and vegetables, or even knowing how to make spaghetti squash. How do you substitute spaghetti squash for spaghetti?
This afternoon, Brightwater instructor Chef Aaron Shopiak demonstrates to several medical students how to chop carrots for salad.
So I like to first cut the top off the carrot and the bottom. Then I like to cut it in half. I think it makes it a little bit more manageable. So we'll cut it in half. And then when you're cutting, because they're kind of round, it's nice to get a flat side. So let's see how this needs to be cut.
Shopiak is co-teaching culinary medicine courses at Brightwater as part of the school's wellness division.
For me, especially being a dietitian as well, I think they're really important to be able to bridge that gap between food tasting good and also food being good for us. And so for me, that's kind of a passion. And I'm really excited about this partnership because I think it really bridges the two things that I'm most enjoying studying.
Dr. Jonelle Hudson's an associate professor of pharmacy practice at UAMS Northwest. She says Brightwater's culinary medicine program is a perfect fit.
Culinary medicine is the practice of helping patients use nutrition and good cooking habits to help prevent and treat disease and promote wellness.
According to the National Institutes of Health, culinary medicine is not about nutrition, dietetics, or any particular dietary philosophy. Culinary medicine is a new evidence-based field that blends the art of food and cooking with the science of medicine.
So if you're a pharmacy student or a pharmacist in the pharmacy and someone's coming to pick up their blood pressure medicine, tell me about the foods that you eat, and then you can educate them on how the foods that they're eating, if they make small changes, can improve their health. If you're a physician, tell me about the foods that you eat. If you're a physical therapy student and you're working with a patient with osteoporosis, tell me about the foods that you eat. So I think it crosses lots of different disciplines, and we're able to highlight that today with our interprofessional activity that's going on.
After 2 hours of cooking, Chef Aaron Shopiak calls everyone to order.
If everyone still want to come this direction, we're going to start plating. We're going to start discussing kind of our different spaghetti options.
Students place their finished pasta dishes under warming lamps on a long metal serving counter.
You're going to go through and you'll kind of tell everyone about what you made and kind of if there was anything special that you had to do. And then I'd also like you to kind of look at the calories, the protein, and the fat and see if we will start to get an idea of between the different versions how they differ.
Equal proportions of pasta have been placed on varying sized plates as a lesson in perceived portion control. Shopiak picks up a large plate with a mound of noodles.
Do you think you're going to be really hungry afterwards? Because your mind says, hey, it's not full. I haven't eaten enough. Whereas you eat from one of these, the smaller plates, and you might be like, oh, man, I had a whole plate. It was so good.
Students are instructed to bring their prepared dishes back to the classroom to taste and compare recipes, texture, and evidence-based health-giving qualities. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.